A lot of companies take a lot of money from the government, and they really don't understand what they're supposed to comply with.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them, frankly, can't be bothered to spend a lot of time on it because they're busy counting the money that they're making.
Yeah.
And, you know, my point in all of this is it's not how much money you make, it's how much money you keep.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of where I am. You got to pay attention to the compliance part because, you know, company that's used to, that's been very lucky and has gone from zero to $50 million a year in sales, now you're big enough for the auditors to care about.
Right.
And in my experience, almost none of those companies are going to have had the compliance systems in place.
What's a good compliance system look like for a federal contractor, Larry?
Good compliance system, it means having something, having a code of ethics that you, is not only in writing, but that you actually teach to. It means that you are regularly sending your people to training, that you have a hotline service inside of your company where people can make their complaints or concerns known anonymously, that you actually walk your talk. A lot of people will put something in place in writing and then it collects dust on the top of a shelf somewhere, and that's not going to help you. You need to breathe and live this. And people are like, well, training this and training that. Well, you know, rules change, responsibilities change. And one of the biggest things I've seen is that at least half of the companies I've spoken with recently have no idea that there's such a thing as a mandatory disclosure rule. And yet the mandatory disclosure rule has been in place for a year and a half now. And, you know, simply put, that means if you have credible evidence that you have a contract problem, you are required to let the government know about that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if your ignorance of that provision, Francis, is no excuse for not complying with it.
Yeah, I imagine this is probably something you can buy, too. It's not something you have to totally reinvent the wheel for your company, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, there are countless people who will help you set up a compliance program, who will teach compliance to you. There are some very good consultants around town who will do this. There are law firms, many of which have government contracts. Compliance is a fairly large component of their work here. And while those programs all cost a certain amount of money, it really is talking about the pound of cure versus the ounce of prevention.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're better off spending a little bit now so that you don't, in the event of an audit, get caught without the protections that you need. Because if you made $40 million last year but were committing fraud on half of your invoices, you really didn't make $40 million last year. You maybe only made half of that by the time the government's finished with you and you've had to pay. Now you've really had to pay lawyers on the outside, and there that costs a lot more after the fact.
Well, not to mention the fact that you'll never do business with the government again.
Well, that's the other part of it. I mean, and it's not just the government, Francis. If you end up on the excluded parties list, not only are you banned from doing business with the federal government, state and local governments won't look at you, and government prime contractors won't look at you for doing business with them. So you have really closed off a lot of business channels if you end up on the government's excluded parties list. Companies sometimes find that out the hard way. By the way, increasingly, what do you find when you look at the excluded parties list? It's not just the names of companies, it's the names of individuals.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a person that isn't sure about your company's compliance program, you can't just always chalk it up to, well, that's the company's problem. It can be your problem, too.
You mentioned fraud, and obviously if somebody's doing something against the law, that's pretty easy to understand that once you get caught, you're going to be on that list. But it can be for inadvertent mistakes, too. I mean, people are human. They make mistakes. But if there's not a compliance program in place to go back and catch those things, I imagine if you go to the government and say, you know what, we did an audit and we found out we made a mistake and we need to adjust it a certain way, you're going to be a lot better off than if they find it and say, what are you trying to pull here?
Yes, you will absolutely be much better off if you go to the government as a general rule saying that we found an issue. You're still going to have to write a check, but in all likelihood, it won't be as large of a check as if the government found it. And you know, you're right about the other part. Most people don't intend to commit fraud, but a lot of these government contracts have in them pricing relationships between the price on the government contract versus a price somewhere else, maybe in the commercial world. What I find is companies don't always keep that relationship the way they should. And you know, while it may have been inadvertent, if you've been inadvertently overcharging the government for 3 years, the inspector general is still going to take a dim view of it.
Mm-hmm. The whole situation, I guess, could be summed up in the old phrase, you can pay me now or you can pay me later.
That's exactly right. And what I would urge is for companies to pay somebody now to get their house in order so that they're not having to pay later. And really, government contracting as an institution doesn't need more black eyes.